In the gradual of today's Mass, the prayer that is prayed at the step, from the psalmist, we prayed, "Show, O Lord, thy way to me, and teach me thy paths." And in a moment, our Lord answered that prayer in the gospel. There shall be signs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the signs start, in all seriousness, our Lord tells us, look up and lift up your head. In a word, stand up straight. My mother used to tell me that from time to time. And even today, Father Cicada will occasionally offer the improving comment, you know, you have terrible posture. And probably so, and I try to remember this, especially in the pulpit or at the altar, because what they call body language is important. It says something, after all. For example, if we face some firestorm of anxiety and mistrust, some alarm, all hunkered down, and then all stressed out, like someone slouching into a storm. Our Lord tells us today, at the end of the second end of the world gospel, stand up straight. Don't bow down in fear over what might come. That desolation, the distress, and the confusion. This is all a sign. After all, your redemption is at hand. Did you ever wonder, what does that mean, redemption in this gospel? Weren't we redeemed by our Lord's precious blood at Calvary? Indeed we were. The price of our sins was paid in full. As to salvation, that comes, we know too, only when we die in the state of sanctifying grace as God's friends. So what is this redemption? Redemption, which could also be rendered from the Greek deliverance or liberation, think of a slave being set free, or how some of you might feel going into the Christmas season if all of your debt on all of your credit cards and all of the interest thereof were canceled. This is the idea. You see, one event, two quite different results. The Christians were freed from their persecution by the Jews when the Jews were destroyed, the fall of Jerusalem, the destruction of the temple. For the Christians, it was a relief from persecution, whereas for the Jews, it was the end of their world. As it was in the beginning, is now. We don't hear too much about Jews persecuting Christians. But consider usury, the excessive rates of interest you pay every day. And consider what is done with that money, how it funds everything from the 1917 communist revolution in Russia to the immoral revolution against marriage and the natural law in our country, spread particularly by Hollywood and by all the media, all that perverse propaganda you pay. A true persecution of Christians. But back to your back, I mean the posture business. One of the rules for surviving grade school is a very simple look up. Keep your eyes on the teacher, on the blackboard. Sit up straight. It means you're paying attention. You're interested, or at least you're trying to be. When the little ones get very antsy at a sermon, at a weekday mass, the littlest are seated right here where the sisters are, and of course the sisters are usually rather well-behaved, so I don't have to do that with them, but for the kindergartners I do, sometimes have to stop, and then I'd have to say, now children, all of you take a deep breath, sit up straight, and fold your hands, and that does it. They're fine for the rest of the sermon. There's another rule in which the little ones lead us. They are never so enthusiastic as when it comes to asking questions. They're great at that. And this is a sign, asking questions, that you're following the thread, that you're interested. And indeed, of course, this is for the Greeks of old, for the Hebrews too. This is the ancient way of teaching, and our Lord employed it. Asking questions, taking answers. Not to ask means not to care, like slouching in your seat, staring vacantly into the middle distance, or even, God forbid, falling asleep. So, at least the apostles asked, and we Latter-day Catholics ask as well, echoing them, Lord, what are the signs of thy coming? Today, I want to tell you an Advent story about a king who didn't care and who wouldn't ask. We sing the story in the early morning mass of Our Lady in Advent, the Rorate. The setting of the tale is quite up to date and more probable than you might suspect for 700 BC or today. Israel and Syria have made an alliance against a third power, Judah, the country in the south. The story opens at Judah's capital, which is Jerusalem. Ahaz, he's the king of Judah, he's pondering what to do. Two kings against one. He's overcome with fear. But God sends his prophet Isaiah to assure him that his allies, the Assyrians, wouldn't be able to deliver him, but that he, God, would, if only he would trust not in politics, but in Almighty God. That God would destroy both of those kings in an instant and protect him. So the prophet tells the king, look, ask for a sign. And he hypocritically, piously answers, I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord. You see, he had more faith in the Assyrians and in the devils he was worshiping. They say he was about to commit human sacrifice, to sacrifice a child for the protection of his capital city. More faith in all of that than he had in God. He offended our Lord by his refusal to ask for a sign. So the prophet rebukes him, saying, God will indeed give you a sign for you and for your posterity. And we all know the sign. We hear it every Advent. The prophecy, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. As surely God is saying that I shall rescue you, I shall send a Savior to rescue all of mankind. And God with us is the name of the child of that virgin. He will redeem the world in the true spiritual sense. But you have to sit up straight and lift up your head to see it. Now back to Ahaz. Was he crazy? God said to him, "Go ahead, ask anything of me you want, and I will answer you." "No, thank you," said he to the Almighty. Are we so different? All hunkered down, some days almost despairing, facing the storms of life, we never look up. God talked to me? Well, he talks to saints. And I don't know. He may talk to bishops, but he would never talk to me. Indeed, to thee, ask a sign of the Lord thy God, either in the depth of hell, Isaiah said to the king, or unto the height thereof. A sign. What kind of a sign? And how to recognize it when it comes? It might be some spoken word which stays with you, some prayer which resonates, which repeats itself in your heart. It might be something said by an innocent child just once, which pierces you to the soul. It could be something you catch by chance in nature, something of the stars or the sun. And St. Therese, she always sends roses, doesn't she? But usually, it's a combination of events and possibilities, prayerfully considered. Prayer here is the key. Novenas are good. 9 days of prayer, asking, waiting. And then there must be counsel, asked for and received. The priest, our parents, some wise friend. And it must, of course, this sign we're considering, be consonant with God's will. Not sinful, not superstitious, not silly or frivolous. Although sometimes the Lord does seem to be having a joke at our expense. That's different. Wait, then. Be prepared when you ask to wait until your soul is at peace, that this is God's will for you. But don't just wait. Move in the meantime. You may very well be a sign for someone else, a sign which points to God, a modest message yours. Yes, I can, because he manages. I should be able to as well. Remember, all sorts of people depend upon you. Your prayer? Who prays anymore? Your example? Be conscious of that. Your encouragement, more than your criticism. And your words all make such a difference in this wicked world of ours. Even if you can't see yourself as a sign out there for others, you are a signal hanging there in the breeze. The thing of it is, don't be yellow, be red, or be green. Be on your way. And why not? Cardinal Schuster says, "The more Almighty God is grieved by the wickedness of this world, the greater is his mercy towards us poor sinners." Why should you not receive it? Why should you not be a means of mercy to others? He has given us a pledge of his pity and our own personal sign in the Virgin who brings forth a son who is God with us in our lives, the Mass in the tabernacle, and a mother who is our Blessed Mother, Jesus, and Mary. So, stand up straight. See the signs in your life, as well as the signals you are giving. Don't hesitate to ask the good God for your sign, but be ready to lift up your head and look, your deliverance, your redemption is at hand. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.